Welcome to the Bible for Teens. I'm China. Today is the fifth day of June. Welcome. And today we're going to be reading Proverbs 7 through 9. Dear friend, do what I tell you. Treasure my careful instructions. Do what I say and you'll live well. My teaching is as precious as your eyesight. Guard it. Write it out on the back of your hands. Etch it on the chambers of your heart. Talk to wisdom as to a sister. Treat insight as your companion. They'll be with you to fend off the temptress, that smooth-talking, honey-tongued seductress. As I stood at the window of my house, looking out through the shutters, watching the mindless crowd stroll by, I spotted a young man without any sense, arriving at the corner of the street where she lived, then turning up the path to her house. It was dusk. The evening came on, the darkness thickening into night. Just then, a woman met him. She'd been lying in wait for him, dressed to seduce him. Brazen and brash she was, restless and roaming, never at home, walking the streets, loitering in the mall, hanging out at every corner in town. She threw her arms around him and kissed him, boldly took his arm and said, "I've got all the makings for a feast. Today I've made my offerings. My vows are all paid. So now I've come to find you, hoping to catch sight of your face. And here you are. I've spread fresh, clean sheets on my bed, colorful, imported linens. My bed is aromatic with spices and exotic fragrances. Come, let's make love all night. Spend the night in ecstatic lovemaking. My husband's not home. He's away on business and won't be back for a month." Soon she was eating him out of her hand, bewitched by her honeyed speech. Before you know it, he's trotting behind her, like a calf led to the butcher shop, like a stag lured into ambush, and then shot with an arrow, like a bird flying into a net, not knowing that its flying life is over. So friends, listen to me. Take these words of mine most seriously. Don't fool around with a woman like that. Don't even stroll through her neighborhood. Countless victims came under her spell. She's the death of many a poor man. She runs a halfway house to hell, fits you out with a shrewd and a coffin. Do you hear Lady Wisdom calling? Can you hear Madame Insight raising her voice? She's taken her first stand at First and Main, at the busiest intersection, right in the city square, where the traffic is thickest. She shouts, "You, I'm talking to all of you, everyone out here on the streets. Listen, you idiots. Learn good sense. You blockheads, shape up. Don't miss a word of this. I'm telling you how to live well. I'm telling you how to live at your best. My mouth chews and savors and relishes truth. I can't stand the taste of evil. You'll only hear true and right words from my mouth. Not one syllable will be twisted or skewed. You'll recognize this as true. You with open minds. Truth-ready minds will see it at once. Prefer my life disciplines over chasing after money, and God knowledge over a lucrative career. For wisdom is better than all the trappings of wealth. Nothing you could wish for holds a candle to her. I am Lady Wisdom, and I live next to sanity. Knowledge and discretion live just down the street. The fear of God means hating evil. Those whose ways I hate with a passion. Pride and arrogance and crooked talk. Good counsel and common sense are my characteristics. I am both insight and the virtue to live it out. With my help, leaders rule, and lawmakers legislate fairly. With my help, governors govern, along with all my legitimate authority. I love those who love me. Those who look for me find me. Wealth and glory accompany me. Also, substantial honor with a good name. My benefits are worth more than a big salary. Even a very big salary. The returns on me exceed any imaginable bonus. You can find me on the righteous road. That's where I walk. At the intersection of Justice Avenue, ending out life to those who love me, filling their arms with life, armloads of life. God sovereignly made me, the first, the basic, before he did anything else. I was brought into being a long time ago, well before Earth got its start. I arrived on the scene before ocean. Yes, even before springs and rivers and lakes. before mountains were sculpted and hills took shape. I was already there, newborn, long before God stretched out Earth's horizons, intended to the minute details of soil and weather, and set sky firmly in place. I was there. When you mapped and gave borders to wild ocean, built the vast vault of heaven, and installed the fountains that fed ocean. When you drew a boundary for sea, posted a sign that said, no trespassing, and then staked out Earth's foundations. I was right there with him, making sure everything fit. Day after day I was there, with my joyful applause, always enjoying his company, delighted with the world of things and creatures, happily celebrating the human family. So, my dear friends, listen carefully. Those who embrace these my ways are most blessed. Mark a life of discipline and live wisely. Don't squander your precious life. Bless the man, bless the woman who listens to me. Awaken and ready for me each morning. Alert and responsive as I start my day's work. When you find me, you'll find life, real life, to say nothing to God's good pleasure. But if you wrong me, you damage your very soul. When you reject me, you're flirting with death. Lady Wisdom has built and furnished her home. It's supported by 7 coon timbers. The banquet meal is ready to be served. Lamb roasted. Wine poured out. Table set with silver and flowers. Having dismissed her serving maids, Lady Wisdom goes to town, stands in a prominent place, and invites everyone within sound of her voice. Are you confused about life? Don't know what's going on? Come with me. Oh, come. Have dinner with me. I've prepared a wonderful spread. Fresh baked bread. Roast lamb. Carefully selected wines. Leave your impoverished confusion and live. Walk up the street to a life of meaning. If you reason with an arrogant cynic, you'll get slapped in the face. Confront bad behavior and get a kick in the shins. So don't waste your time on a scoffer. All you'll get for your pains is abuse. But if you correct those who care about your life, that's different. They'll love you for it. Save your breath for the wise. They'll be wiser for it. Tell good people what you know. They'll profit from it. Skilled living gets its start from the fear of God. Insight into life from knowing a holy God. It's through me, Lady Wisdom, that your life deepens and the years of your life ripen. Live wisely and wisdom will permeate your life. Mock life and life will mock you. Then there's this other woman, Madame Whore, brazen, empty-headed, frivolous. She sits on the front porch of her house on Main Street, and as people walk by minding their own business, calls out, are you confused about life? Don't know what's going on? Steal off with me. I'll show you a good time. No one will ever know. I'll give you the time of your life. But they don't know about all the skeletons in her closet. That all her guests end up in hell. So we have a very interesting story today. And in the sense of just really being careful about our actions and our words. And, you know, walking in purity. And I think a lot of the times people can have a different mindset of it. And just maybe like a non-biblical point of view of what purity is. And to me, it's a big deal. And to walk in purity means that you are conscientious of how you dress. Not because you want to wear turtlenecks and overalls every day, but because, like, you want to make sure that you are protecting your brother's hearts and your sister's hearts in Christ, not just direct family, but in Christ, and making sure that is what I'm wearing causing them to stumble. And if the answer is yes, then reevaluate kind of where your heart's at and just ask the Lord, you know, God, how can I continue to walk in purity with you? And if you're struggling with that, the Lord already knows it. And so just ask him for his help. And it's important that we hold on to scriptures like today, because then we really start to have a grasp and we just have a better understanding of what he's asking of us. And so, Lord Jesus, I just ask right now that you would help us to walk in purity. That, God, it wouldn't just be a mindset, that it would be a lifestyle. That we would truly desire to walk it out, and that we would desire to walk out life with you. I just pray this name we pray. Amen. If you guys have any prayer requests or any comments, call in at 800-583-2164. That's all for today. I'm China. I love you, and I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.